Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction and Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk, do not misrepresent your listing on the online portals, which is internet, the websites. Again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. Or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Doing business is not the same as it was a few decades ago. Then the people had to put their items in the big stores for buyers to come and buy them. It is no longer the same now. Today we have websites that deal with buying and selling of every possible thing that one can think of. You can even sell your dozer on such websites and still expect a good price for it. Selling of heavy equipment on such websites has become the trend now. There are plenty of people who are listing their equipment on sites like eBay, Craigslist, you name it, etc. Each of the portals have their own way of listing items. They have formed certain rules that they want their members to follow, and one such rule that is being followed quite stingently is to not misrepresent the listing on the website. We will be discussing in length as to why almost all online portals that deal with buying and selling heavy equipment follows this rule extensively. All right, number one, misrepresenting is equal to cheating to the buyer. When you are misrepresenting your listing, it is clearly indicated that you are not true with the listing and you keep the intentions of cheating the buyer. Else, you will not mention anything that is by the any matter sound to untrue. The viewers, while they are checking out the listing, they keep some level of trust online portals as well. For instance, if you're checking out a crawler on certain website, back in the mind that you have belief whatever is listed on that website is generally great and a good seller, and the seller will not represent the item there. So you go as per the description stated on the listing, and if you like that product, you go for the sale. Now, if that website does not give much importance to the description parts, the seller will get the freedom to write anything on the description, and that will for sure lead to debacle of that website. Buyers will undoubtedly feel cheated and will look for some other options. Next, sellers will also lose their credibility. It is not just the portal that will lose its credibility, but also the sellers will affect its reliability. Buyers will find it hard to trust any seller. This is not in any manner a healthy sign for online portal or online business. Sellers will be able to make a few sales by misrepresenting the item, but once the buyer finds out that he is cheated, he will definitely leave a poor feedback for the seller. Negative feedback will go completely against the seller, and there is also a possibility that he will be expelled from listing any further items on that website. The website will not want people to list heavy equipment who is falsified the description part, and stern action can be taken against such members. Online websites have given many of us the great opportunity to sell construction equipment without any hassle. We should respect this opportunity and ensure that we list the machines giving the most accurate description that we can. And again, you know, internet is where it's all at, you know, because it gets you to the world, you know, where you can advertise to the world and you get more traction. Yes, you can have publications, but if you're on the internet, you're touching everybody. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.